So researchers at Cornell University have found the best way to predict whether a couple on Facebook will break up is to look at their mutual friends. Once they become Facebook official, the more mutual friends they have, the more likely they're to break up. Why? They say that when you share the same circle of close friends, you're less likely to have your own lives, and your relationship is more likely to implode.
I usually go after they change the relationship status about 4 or 5 times that usually, the relationship is doomed.
That's a good indication, too.
Last week, there was a story floating around about a 33-year-old man who had $100,000 worth of plastic surgery to try to look like Justin Bieber. And he's clearly insane. But apparently, he's not the only one. There's a new survey out there that 6% of people 18 to 30 years old say they'd consider getting plastic surgery to try to look more like a specific celebrity. And 83% say they have a celebrity whose style they want to imitate, but clearly most of them wouldn't have plastic surgery to get there.
A few months ago, a teacher in West Palm Beach, Florida, tried to mail some, let's just say naughty photos of herself to someone who was in jail. The prison wouldn't accept them, though, and sent them back in the mail. The woman never got them, and now she knows why. Her roommate apparently intercepted them and then tried to sell them back to the teacher for $1,500. In the end, she called police. Her roommate has now been arrested for extortion. But just a reminder that apparently sending those photos the old-fashioned way
those photos.
Is still a bad idea, people. It's a bad idea.
Back in 1993, there was a woman in Bismarck, North Dakota. Her name is Deidre Handman, and she managed to track down her birth mother, who gave her up for adoption more than 40 years ago. They grew pretty close, and then the mom passed away earlier this year. And then in her obituary, it said that reuniting with Deidre was the highlight of her life. Then a woman named Bedine Bullinger found out about the obituary, and she was adopted by the same woman. They got in contact, found out their sisters, then kind of wondered if they had any other siblings out there, and they did. They contacted the agency, and they found out they had 3 more siblings.
Wow.
All of them are full-blooded siblings, and they have now been reconnected.
Family reunion time. Woman in Washington, D.C. was upset when she found someone had stolen a pumpkin that she had carved with her 2-year-old son. So she put out a pretty good sign with a message for the thief. The sign read, quote, "To the person who stole my son's pumpkin, thank you for the life lessons. This will help teach him that sometimes people are mean for no reason and you just have to brush it off. And because my son is 2 years old and he cannot read the sign, I will add, you're a beep." Can't say that word on the radio. Stack Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.